Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Durkins here. Senators, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF-Zero promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spagheria about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Hugs all around.
Senator Lincoln?
I have no comment on schizophrenia. Badges, I want the good kisser, I totally want the good kisser. But that doesn't mean that I don't want every single other badge on the game. I want the engineer badge more than anything. I want the shoot to kill badge, and I'm willing to take squads down to get it. I want the authenticated human being. And speaking of all the badges, we should bring back the dispatch challenges. Those were awesome. Anybody remember the dispatch challenges?
These were the podcast tasks?
No.
Right. These were from the newsletter. That's right.
Yes. He would come up with a challenge and say, go out and do this task. Whoever gets the most votes within a week wins. And he only did it three times. I like those.
Interesting. I guess we haven't actually seen a newsletter since Orion has let it go. That's an interesting point. Okay.
They did it once. Years later, they did it once. As a point of fact, they did it on the main page. They did a dispatch challenge.
Oh, interesting.
Outside of it.
Okay. I guess we'll move on to Senator Lowtech. Any thoughts on schizophrenia and the good kisser badge?
No comment on either of those. I would like to see more dispatch challenges too, though. I remember the only one I remember was to make a 30-second horror clip, and for like a week or whatever, there's all these awesome little horror movies people made, and that was pretty neat.
Okay. Senator Pixie?
I am all for badges. All badges. I just wrote SSI a very long letter yesterday being like, hey, I love badges. You should like have clear ways of possibly getting them. Or at least have some way of possibly getting them that exists. I think that I would be either a good recipient or good certifier for a good kisser badge, being that I have plenty of experience in this particular field, and I would consider myself an expert. however, I do not live in San Francisco or near anybody, so perhaps this be a Portland branch of the good kissing bureaucracy. As for schizophrenia, I would like to say that none of the four people in my head think that this game causes schizophrenia, being that they were all here before the game. However, I do think that maybe this game is a really good way of dealing with schizophrenia in a constructive way.
Okay. Senator Spider, the person I think who has done more than anyone else in this game to turn... good kissing into a respected academic discipline. Would you like to respond?
Certainly. Regarding schizophrenia, as chair of the Science and Technology Committee, I, of course, strongly support evidence-based governance. And thus far, I've seen no evidence to support this, particularly given Pixie's excellent point about the difference between correlation versus causation. Indeed, I would point out that many psychologists have done some research indicating that having multiple different outlets for your personality can help you be more psychologically healthy. I believe on the theory that essentially when you're having trouble, for example, at work, you can still take solace in the fact that you're a good parent or a good sister or a good SF-Zero player. So until I see more hard evidence suggesting a causal link, I don't think further action is needed this time. So on the Good Kisser program, that I am at least 30% serious about this, and that I think it's possible to find instructors by first seeking out people who are self-diagnosed good kissers. And if we wanted to be more quantitative about it, then we could take a selection of people and ask them to rate each of those potential instructors. And while we might not end up with the absolutely guaranteed verifiable best, I think this would be an excellent starting point. Next steps on a curriculum would be the survey of different types of kisses that might be enjoyed, and progressing to work to figure out what it is about each of those kisses that actually makes them most effective at giving that experience. And at that point, the rest is mostly iterative pedagogical work, just refining the techniques in order to convey these methods to anyone who would want to be earning the badge. And so there is strong support from the community and from those who are interested in signing up and being part of this, then I think that within 6 months, I think that we could have a valid certification program.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Spider. Would anyone like to make a rebuttal to any of those points?
Yes.
Go ahead, Senator Pixie.
I'd like to say that kissing cannot be looked at in such a scientific and deconstructed manner. Kissing is an art just as much as it is a science, and I think that it's very subjective, and that while there can definitely be, like, while kissing can definitely be improved over time, I still think it's too individual to, you know, perhaps create a curriculum for teaching good kissing, especially on something on the internet.
Okay, any other rebuttals?
I was going to say,
let's go with Senator Babe to start.
I find Pixie should get the badge.
Okay, and Lincoln?
Spider's a geek.
Okay, starting to get some fighting words as we approach the end here. So I think we're going to...
What was that? That's a lovely word. I love geeks.
Okay, moving on to the final question, which isn't really much of a question. Going to give a call for... Oh, I'm sorry. Spider, did you want to jump in with a rebuttal to that rebuttal?
I would, thank you. First, I wanted to say that yes, it is unique and proud of it. And that it is true that what Pixie says, that this is should be considered more of an art form and art training than a particularly rigorous, quantitative, absolutely verifiable method. That I still think that it would be valuable and would help help people improve their art, let us say.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.